Hey there, this is Wendy back again with another episode of Books and Wine the Podcast. And today we are just going to do a little bit of reminiscing and a little bit of looking forward. Welcome, stay until the end and you'll see why. So today I want us to talk a bit about what is Books and Wine, what inspired it, and should you come for the events, which I highly recommend, what can you expect? First, of course, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what happened during the February event. If you listened to episode 1 of this poddy or episode 0, I hinted that the event was coming up on the 5th of February. It went down, it was fire, it was everything. So I'm going to recap that as we go along. But first, what is Books and Wine and why Books and Wine? So by now I might have said this more than once, that yes, Books and Wine are two of some of my greatest obsessions and passions. And so this, I started this community as a way to find other people who are like me, who are curious about books, who are curious about wine, who want to learn more, enjoy more, and explore more of the two things. And I found that books can be a bit intimidating, as well as wine can be a bit intimidating. So this is a way for us to demystify that and to learn more about what lies out there, but most importantly, to enjoy and find your own individual taste palette. We say that for wine, but also I think for books. Find what makes you tick, what keeps you, makes you feel alive, what makes you happy, and find it and cultivate it and get more of that. But also explore outside of that, of your comfort. So the event started in 2019 in September. That's when we had our first event, and we've been going save for a brief COVID break in 2020. And should you come for the events, what can you expect? So the first thing to do is make sure that you read the books that we recommend. Always we'll send out a list of 2 books that will be in the flyer, 2 books, 1 fiction, 1 non-fiction, that you need to read in advance, because it always helps your participation when you've read the book. And then come thirsty and come curious about wine, because our partners always ensure that we have a lot of wine that we are going through, we are sampling. So that's always an interesting thing to do. Sometimes we get a sommelier who is able to talk to us about wine. And most importantly, you get to meet very interesting people. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing. So that's in a nutshell. And the books are always, you'll have a fiction book and you'll have a non-fiction book. And once you can read, you can choose to read 1 or you can choose to read 2. And because the events are 2 months apart, I think you can, you know, it gives us enough time to either read 1 or 2, depending on your pace. And should you read both, should you read 1 or either, you're still in good company, because the discussion tends to marry the two. And I always say that my greatest thing during the meetings is seeing people who read 1 or the other book, like, or okay, let's say 1 of the books, fall in love with the other book and be like, oh my gosh, I must read that. Yeah. And I love seeing that kind of passion translate, and people get really curious about the books they haven't read. So pick up one or pick up both and come to the meeting. So I want to tell you about what happened in February of February 5th. And this is what went down. So the meeting happened at the Trademark Hotel. That's at the Village Market. It was a really beautiful space at the Trademark Hotel. It was a penthouse. It's called the Party House because it's truly a party house. So it's a penthouse with a great view of Nairobi. The balcony is about 180 degrees. Like, it stretches so you can see all the way from Eastlands across the CBD, across Westlands, and you can see the whole, because it's on the 10th floor, you can see the main skyscrapers of Nairobi. You can recognize where Westlands starts, where Eastlands is. You can see all the way to, I think, at the river. And it was just a really beautiful space to be at. And the books that we were discussing were Freshwater, which is Akwaeke Emezi's debut, and Broken by Jenny Lawson. So Freshwater is a fiction book, Broken is a non-fiction book. And the two books are very different, but share quite a number of similarities, which we explored. And Freshwater follows an Obanje by the name of Ada. An Obanje is a spirit child who in Igbo culture, or in Igbo mythology, etymology rather, is a spirit child who has more than, or rather is spirit embodied, you know, like various spirits live within one body, you know, at least that's my understanding of it. And so Ada is an Obanje, and it's a coming of age story, and we get to see all the other personalities come to life. And it was a very interesting thing to discuss that book as a multicultural audience, because we had various people from different cultures. We had Scandinavian people, we had Kenyans, we had somebody from Russia and Japan, we had a Canadian. And just to see how that book translates across cultures and how people are able to explain otherness, whether you use religion or science and call it, you know, multiple personality disorder, or you want to call it a mental health issue, or living with trauma, or, you know, but it was very, very interesting to, you know, to go through that book and just trying to understand for ourselves what are the other ways in which people show up, you know, and what does that mean for their community, or for the communities that they're able to form or not form, you know? And what does that look like? What is loneliness, and what is being different from everybody else? And even how does that translate within the individual families? So that's book one. The other book is a memoir. Book is Jenny Lawson's memoir titled Broken in the Best Possible Way. And Jenny is hilarious, or she's found humor as a way to cope with her multiple challenges, which is mainly mental health issues. She suffers from anxiety and depression, but she also has some physical issues. She has an autoimmune disease that she lives with, and so she has to contend with that. And so that makes her life pretty, you know, pretty interesting as she chooses to look at it. And there are multiple, the book is a collection of essays, and, you know, it's hilarious. But at the bottom of that, it's like, if you have this many, you know, we all have come with a bundle of challenges. So what will you choose to do with that? You know, it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be social, circumstantial. So what do you choose to do with that? So I think the takeaway for that, for the book club, was, you know, looking at the glass half full, and not being crippled by the particular circumstances that you find yourself in life having to deal with. And we all have a cross to carry. And Jenny is quite inspirational in the sense that she's chosen to laugh about it herself and about her circumstances. And it's not always easy or possible to do that, because these problems are real and they demand a lot of her attention. They get in her way of living a full life or living the kind of life that she would want to live. But once in a while, she's able to laugh at herself and look and say, you know, it's never that serious. And that's a beautiful thing to take away. So that was the two books that we did for February. So we announced the books in January, and throughout January and the beginning of February, had a chance to read the book and come for the meeting. So let's look forward. The next meeting, like I mentioned, is the meetings are 2 months apart, because that allows us a lot of time to read and meditate and, you know, just understand what is this book about, or what you know, how does that relate to me or not. And so the next books that we are going to be reading is a personal favorite of mine, His Only Wife, by Peace Adzomedi, and Untamed by Glennon Doyle. So be on the lookout for that. I would recommend read both, because I mean, we're gonna be meeting on April the 2nd, same place. So that will be at the Trademark Hotel at the Village Market. The best way to find out how you can be a part of that is follow us on social media. So that's on Instagram at booksandwinekE, and on Twitter at booksandwine_KE. So hope to see you. And please, 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 please read the book. Share this with somebody who you know would love to be a part of this community. And guess what? We do have a WhatsApp group that helps us keep in touch. So if that's your thing, if you're not on social media and you'd like to stay in touch on WhatsApp, I'm gonna check the show notes for that link. I've put the link to the WhatsApp group in the show notes, so do sign up or do join the chat and keep updated on what we're doing. And until the next time, keep it here for Books and Wine. So over and out. That's been all from me, Wendy, from Books and Wine. See you next time. Oh, well, not see you, but, you know, hear you. Ciao, bye.